Savitri, Book 7, Canto 1, The Joy of Union, the Ordeal of Foreknowledge, pages 468 to 470. Opened were gates of unforgettable bliss, to lives were locked within an earthly heaven, and fate and grief fled from that fiery hour. But soon now failed the summer's ardent breath, and throngs of blue-black clouds crept through the sky, and rain fled sobbing over the dripping leaves, and storm became the forest's titan voice. Then, listening to the thunder's fatal crash, and the fugitive pattering footsteps of the showers, and the long unsatisfied panting of the wind, and sorrow muttering in the sound-vexed night, the grief of all the world came near to her. Night's darkness seemed her future's ominous face. The shadow of her lover's doom arose, and fear laid hands upon her mortal heart. The moment swift and ruthless raced, alarmed her thoughts, her mind remembered Nered's state. A trembling moved accountant of her riches, she reckoned the insufficient days between. A dire expectancy gnawed at her breast. Dreadful to her were the footsteps of the hours. Grief came, a passionate stranger, to her gate. Banished when in his arms, out of her sleep, it rose at morn to look into her face. Vainly she fled into abysms of bliss from her pursuing foresight of the end. The more she plunged into love, that anguish grew. Her deepest grief from sweetest gulfs arose. Remembrance was a poignant pang. She felt each day a golden leaf torn cruelly out from her too slender book of love and joy. Thus swaying in the strong gusts of happiness, and swimming in foreboding somber waves, and feeding sorrow and terror with her heart, for now they sat among her bosom's guests, or in her inner chamber paced apart, her eyes stared blind into the future's night. Out of her separate self she looked and saw, moving amid the unconscious faces loved, in mind a stranger though in heart so near, the ignorant smiling world go happily by upon its way towards an unknown doom, and wondered at the careless lives of men. As if in different worlds they walked, though close, they confident of the returning sun, they wrapped in little hourly hopes and tasks, she in her dreadful knowledge was alone. The rich and happy secrecy that once enshrined her as if in a silver bower, apart in a bright nest of thoughts and dreams, made room for tragic hours of solitude, and lonely grief that none could share or know, a body seeing the end too soon of joy, and the fragile happiness of its mortal love. Her quiet visage, still and sweet and calm, her graceful daily acts were now a mask. In vain she looked upon her depths to find a ground of stillness and the spirit's peace. Still veiled from her was the silent being within, who sees life's drama pass with unmoved eyes, supports the sorrow of the mind and heart, and bears in human breasts the world and fate. A glimpse or flashes came, the presence was hid. Only her violent heart and passionate will were pushed in front to meet the immutable doom. Defenseless, nude, bound to her human lot, they had no means to act, no way to save.